This is live. We're live. Yeah. This is episode
23.
Asiatica, yes. AKA.
No, it's Asiatica.
No, that's according
to
Mark.
Both you guys are wrong.
What the fuck? Really? Wait.
Wrong as fuck.
All right, we're going to start this over.
Asiatica?
Yeah.
There it is.
Oh, okay.
Asiatique. I was like,
that's the Spanish pronunciation.
Asiatica, yeah.
On the way over here, I was thinking to myself, I know there's a specific way that you say it. And I was like, no, it's Asiatica. And I was like, 100%.
I get Asiatica. That was my first time getting Asiatica.
Sorry, dude.
Asiatica.
Congrats on that one.
Say one more time what it actually is.
Asiatica.
Asiatica. Okay. Yeah. So that's like, okay.
Yeah.
Asiatica.
My friend who made it, she's a Spanish speaker. So she was just, she just said that. And I was like, oh, okay.
So obviously that's like a play on your name, Asia. But
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, literally.
Obviously it's connected. But does it mean anything?
It means Asian.
In Spanish?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How do we not know that?
How often are you referring to Asian people in Spanish?
Well, we hang out with a lot of Spanish-speaking like people and friends.
Right.
So you'd think that that would have like come up in conversation, right?
But it didn't.
That
like
totally makes
I
sense.
I found out that because of a salad.
Okay.
It was like something. It was like Asiatica. Yeah. And I was like, what does Asiatica mean in Spanish? It means Asian. And then my friend, his laptop automatically like translates like Spanish words.
Yeah.
And then so he was like, why does the page say Asian? And I go, who put that? And then I go, oh, is your laptop like translating? Because I know that Asiatica means Asian in Spanish. Yeah. That was not on purpose. Asiatica, that was not intentional. Bro. I said that before I knew.
Well,
what
I remember
was
the
even.
First time we met you, Mark Maleka, who we love very much, was like, we're putting this artist on the bill. Her name's Asiatica. She's great.
Yeah.
And then we heard you perform and
you must have said it on stage.
You for sure have said it on stage. Yeah. I don't know why I thought it was. I don't want to keep saying the wrong version, but
no, you can say that there's tons of wrong versions, yeah, but they're all correct.
Okay, well, yeah. Asiatica,
mm-hmm.
Asiatica.
Thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
I can't believe I said that. I'm like really embarrassed.
You were so close. I was and I was like, oh,
yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Well, what you've been up to today? You were at CSUN recording a Sundial
for
session,
the sunset session.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is it called Sundial or Sun Session?
Well, it's for the sundial, but they call it like the sunset sessions. Yeah.
You were in that like that office space.
Yeah.
That's like got the green tile. It looks.
Yeah.
It kind of for me feels like you stepped into like the offices of the FBI in like 1964.
Yeah.
I mean,
this is a pretty interesting spot. It's not what I expected, but
yeah,
interesting vibe.
I was like, well, we're still just gonna do it. And just have a good time with it. I think because my main thing is like I want to continue to perform because if I don't do it, I'll be really fucking rusty. And I was really rusty tonight. Eyes closed, not looking at the camera. One, I didn't even know which camera to look at.
Yeah. Neither do we.
I don't even care about that shit. I just feel like it's important to just focus on the performance and you're just performing for like an audience and not the camera.
Right. You know what I mean? That is true. But I wanted to, you know, I grew up acting and I grew up acting in front of a camera and
really?
Doing theater. Yeah.
We're going to get into that in a second.
First and foremost.
Really?
Well, and then it went to music. Yeah.
Did you perform? Do you have like new stuff that you're performing now or is it kind of your old tunes?
One old tune.
Okay, cool.
One old tune.
Which one?
Perhaps.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a great song.
Yeah, I love that song.
Yeah, that's the one. We like dropped All Right and we dropped the old songs for a long time.
Yeah.
We would just be doing
like
new
stale.
One.
Not like that your music is stale.
No,
I totally
understand it, but understand that. Like I wasn't going to be like, oh, my shit's stale.
How dare you?
It's just that the band, like I guess like my... I guess my arrangements were weird and they would always mess up on it.
Mm.
And they're just like, well, we'll make new stuff and we don't have to perform this anymore. But then it was my family members that were just like, how come you don't perform the old stuff? Because I come there and I want to sing All Right. Like, I want to do this.
Right. That's the fan favorite.
That
right?
is a fan favorite. Yeah. That's like for years since it's been out, been like my top played song. As of recently, like Sigh Nevermind has like been like had surpassed, you know, surpassed it, but like by like a lot. It was like I was like, I don't know what the algorithm's doing.
I was
right
just
now.
Listening. It's like it's at like 158,000 right now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh,
I was listening to you on the way over here to get the mindset, but no, it's good. It's nice.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, that is really. No, thank you. Thank you. That is pretty nice. I love that song.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Beautiful. All your music is beautiful. I think.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, when I don't know if you told me if it was or if it was like on the messages or something when you're said you're like doing the sundial thing at CSUN. I thought you literally meant like a sundial like object.
And oh, it was like they had like a
and it was like a solstice event. Yeah. Yeah.
The fall equinox or something like that.
Yeah.
That would be so much cooler.
I know. That's what I was thinking. I was like, that sounds interesting because you know, those like sundials are interesting.
Yeah.
Do we feel that they're very accurate?
Of course.
That's probably the most accurate form of time, right?
Probably. I was like, but then I started thinking of clouds and I was like, wait.
Okay, yeah. Cloudy days
are
gonna be hard.
And then the thing, the fact that nighttime? Other things bend light. Oh, if it's nighttime, it's nighttime. That's the time.
But then you get the Yeah. It's just nighttime for nighttime. Yeah. And then when the sun comes up, time starts.
I was talking to my friend about which way is like east, west, and like all those things.
I've gotten good at that.
I only know how to do it in the daytime. At night, I'm fucked.
Well, if you actively are thinking about it enough during the daytime, don't you think that like you would be able to figure it out during the...
I only know it because of the position of the sun. I remember watching The Game, and this was like I don't think you guys have watched The Game. I'm gonna say The Game.
Is that the game that you where you think about the game?
No. Like watch just The Game. There was a show called The Game.
Okay.
On BET. That's why I'm like, yeah, I didn't watch The Game.
Okay.
I've heard of it. Do you want to do a little clap so that we can?
Oh, yeah. You know, I didn't even do that in the beginning. So.
Oh. I thought we were all going to clap. I'm sorry.
It's okay. You're good. You're very excited.
I was like, I mean, please,
if you want to clap, don't let me stop you from clapping.
No. I'm not going to clap anymore. You already did it. So I'm joking.
It's done.
But on The Game, and it was just like this drama show on BET. It was just very dramatic. I was like young, maybe like less than 11 years
old. So it's an older show.
Very old.
Okay.
It had like one of... Tia or Tamara Moore. I think it was Tia Mowry on there.
Yeah.
And a whole bunch of other people who got famous from being on The Game.
Okay.
But I remember, so it's about like football players and like their wives and things like that.
Okay.
Like, so just like the life of like.
Oh, it's not a reality show?
No, it's not. It's not.
Oh, for sure. Wait. Tia and Tamara, like sister?
Yeah, them. The only one of them was on there.
That was after that?
That was way after.
Oh, and then they got more famous from that?
I would say that's why I'm saying, I think it was Tia Mowry on the show, and then the rest of them got the rest of the cast got famous.
Oh, for sure.
I didn't know who the rest of the cast was. I don't know. I'm so sorry about
that.
Okay.
No, no.
It was a good show. It was iconic. And I even me, my little self was like watching it and be like, damn, I can't believe Jason did that shit.
Like relate to it so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, not even though, but I couldn't. Like I just didn't understand. And I was gonna say I was gonna name drop someone else who I thought was on it, but that's definitely not her.
Right.
And I was gonna say the wrong actress. Anyway. But they had like the football players guest starred on a show.
Yeah.
And then I remember it because I remember the position of the sun because of this like kid show that they reenacted on there.
Really?
And it was like, it was supposed to be the Muppets or something like that, that the like, football players like guest starred in, like as like a thing. And then
this is like a very much a childhood memory.
No, yeah,
for
absolutely.
You.
Yeah. Because I remembered, I was like, I gotta remember that because I need to know what direction I was always really bad at directions.
Yeah.
All the time.
It's hard.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
I still don't have it down packed, even though I drive and I have to go places, even in my own neighborhood. I will turn on that GPS.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's not really crazy to have a hard time with north, south, east, west during nighttime because usually you have like landmarks during the day. Like,
right.
You have like mount, like in the valley, you have like mountains. Like, if you see these mountains over here, you know, that's north.
Yeah.
Oh. Or if like, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. That's like if you're like in the valley and you see like the Hollywood Hills, like that's south. Like that's kind of how I think about it. But if it's at nighttime, I think it is a little bit harder to, to like
100%.
Know where you're at.
I just go based off the sun.
Yeah.
Because the song that they sang was "The Sun Rise in the East and Sets in the West. Stand up for your rights. Stand up for your lefts." Oh,
so good.
And so every time I would be like, I know which way west is.
So you're in the car, like, stand up.
Yeah, no, I would be like, west.
That's why you gotta learn to use the stars as a map.
But they don't show.
Yeah, it's kind of hard in LA.
They don't.
That I don't understand really either, because I feel like I'm gonna make myself look like a fool, but that's okay.
It's okay.
As the night goes on, everything rotates, right?
So yeah. It's like I when we were in Yosemite this last time, it really started to click for me, because I was like, if you look at the sky every night and you see that, like, it is all, it does move, you're right, but but relative to like the movement, it all stays in the same spot. So you can kind of like begin to realize like where, and I could be completely bullshit, but I can imagine that you would start to get a handle on like direction and stuff based on the stars. Cause the stars don't move. Like, we're the ones that are moving.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm like, I can't deny or confirm what you just said, man.
And I think we only move, like, I think the movement has to do like within a 24-hour thing, right?
Our STEM listeners are punching air. Right?
Neil deGrasse Tyson is listening to this. He's gonna have an aneurysm.
He's fucking swells or hate these fucking, like, cunts.
How do you not know about the galaxy you live in?
Yeah. The North Star is actually, I've always had a hard time finding it.
Because I'm not a fucking virgin, Neil.
Got him.
I think he has a wife.
Or you think Neil deGrasse Tyson isn't getting like maximum puss?
Like,
you
know? For sure, for sure. Know,
Neil Pipes, bro.
That's a fucking movie. I'd fuck Neil deGrasse Tyson because he'll know every which way around.
Like, oh, yeah.
More than I know. I was like, go ahead, Neil.
You're like, how did you know that?
The clitoris.
There was just a new Key and Peele skit where they did, like, did you see that?
New?
Yeah, I think, I'm pretty sure it's pretty new. Yeah. Where
I thought they,
Jordan Peele.
Are they back?
Yeah, they're back.
Mm? Key and Peele's back?
Yeah.
What?
I've seen clips on YouTube recently that I've like never, and I used to watch like every one.
Yeah.
And I've seen ones, like, on YouTube recently.
Do they look older?
They look kind of the same. They look good, I think.
Wait.
I don't think Key and Peele's back.
Oh, there's an animal.
Maybe.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I don't know why that scared me. I know that there's a cat. I've been jumpy as fuck.
Should I look it up?
It's the coffee, maybe. I'm joking.
No, it's not. I'm gonna see
if Key and Peele has new stuff.
Check the year.
So Hannah and I just moved into an apartment together, and I've just been so jumpy.
How long have you guys been together?
7 years.
Yeah, so it's time.
Yeah. Exactly. But I've just been so jumpy recently. I've been just like really tired and like off. But I thought she like walked into the kitchen. Our place is kind of circular. Mm-hmm. So like the way it's set up is like you walk in, there's the living room on your left, kitchen on the right. Like if you walk straight is our bedroom, and then there's a hallway that connects everything else.
Okay.
So like I walk into, like, I think she, I see her walk from the bathroom into the kitchen, and I walk into the bathroom, and like you can't really see into the bathroom unless you open the door, right? Obviously. But yeah, the way it is, you have to like open it fully. Mm-hmm. And I walk in there, she's in there at the sink, and I literally went, I'm just such a little baby. I don't know what's going on. Do you ever have like those times where you just get really jumpy, like randomly?
I'm jumpy all the time.
Are you?
All the time. It's bad.
Why? Like what do you think?
Oh, my nerves are bad. Oh, I have a panic disorder.
Oh.
I'm on medication for it. Nice. But like a lot of people just didn't know like these things were going through my head, but I would every place I'd be at, it'd be like, oh, someone's about to shoot me right now. Like, I'm about to get stabbed, or I'm about to get hate crimed, or like jeez. That was like constantly just running through my mind all the time.
Yeah.
Like, regardless of how it looked out on the outside. Uh-huh. So like, and it's chilled out. Like, I'm on medication now.
Yeah.
And it helps.
Yeah. No. And I was like, and I just, like, oh, that was shit. The only way I knew how to live, right? And then so
you're constantly in survival just mode.
It's awful. And I didn't know. I didn't know any other way until I got on medication. And then I was like, I'm outside at night. I'm outside at night right now. And I'm not looking behind my shoulder. And I'm not worried about the cars passing. I will always think there's a drive-by about to happen right now.
Yeah.
But
Bro, like, that's cool, not man. A way to be.
It's and, well, not.
You grew up in Compton,
like,
right?
So, yeah,
I mean, that's
I
not like it's like. I mean, maybe I'm tripping because I haven't spent a lot of time there. But is it kind of like it's not a safe? I mean, is it not as safe as people say it is?
It used to not be.
It's not as bad now, right?
No, it's great now. Like, I walk my dog, me and Pumpkin, everyone knows us. Like, it's cool. But yeah, it used to not be. And I want to say that, like, but I didn't think twice about it. It was just like, you know, you hear pew, 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 me get on the floor. That's just how, the way life, that's just the way the cookie crumbles.
You didn't know any different.
Yeah, I remember playing this game in the jumper, like, with my cousins. Thing with that. It was called Drive-By. And every time we saw headlights go by, we had to jump. And it was fun. I don't know.
Yeah,
we were like, but then looking back at it, I was like,
that's
fuck.
Deeply troubled.
No,
yeah.
I was like, fuck. And there was another time, like, this is how I realized, like, oh, I'm fucked. Where it was recently this year where I go, flowers don't smell like funerals.
Oh.
Funerals smell like flowers. And because every time I smell a flower, I'm like, oh, this smells like funeral. And I go, fuck. And I go, like, fuck. Like, that's fucked up. But now, like, with the medication.
Jesus Christ.
I know. I know, man.
That's.
Yeah, that's.
It's fucked up.
Traumatizing, dude. It seems.
I know.
Like.
Yeah,
that's the type of sentence that I hear that I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm privileged as fuck. Oh. You know what I mean? Like, that's some fuck shit.
Yeah, no, I'm still learning. I had to, like smell this flower and be like, it doesn't smell like a funeral. It smells like how a flower smells.
With a flower, yeah.
You know? Like, oh, this is actually a beautiful, like, symbol of growth. Yeah. And, like, God.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry.
No, it's okay. It's because as traumatizing as it is, it's more like, you know, it's normal. It's like me being like, you know, you telling me you have a thumb. It's like, you just have a fucking thumb. Like, there's nothing special about this fucking thumb. It does what it does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it was just like completely normal. But now I think, but my nerves are bad, even with the medication still. And I'm easily startled, especially if I'm in a zone and someone just appears in my peripheral.
Right. Yeah.
I do MMA now.
Hell yeah.
What
specifically? Like jiu-jitsu or?
Not right now. I did jiu-jitsu last year. Uh-huh. And then I had to stop for a year because that gym is fucking expensive.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Yeah.
That shit is
but really I'm doing expensive. like Muay Thai and Krav. And,
yeah,
like,
Muay
Thai is
great.
Muay Thai
is
awesome.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
That's fucking sweet.
But I was doing like, you know, I was working the bag and like the trainer, you know, he walks around the room, but he's a big guy, but he's silent. And I'm in my zone, like just zoned out, like doing the combos like correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And then he appears in my peripheral vision. I'm not seeing him because I'm in the fucking
zone.
I'm in the zone.
You're locked in.
And then he goes, do this. And I go, ah! And then everyone starts laughing.
Shocking
he
out.
Starts dying laughing. Because I straight up yelled in his face because he got me like that startled.
Yeah.
If I'm just chilling.
Oh, you yelled at him after the fact?
No.
Like,
I yelled.
Oh, you just screamed because you were
screamed,
startled.
Like, yeah. And that,
I got you.
I was like, fuck. And I was like, my bad. Yeah. And then if someone taps me on the shoulder, it's like, ah. You know, it's that bad. If someone calls my name, it's like, ah. Oh.
Yeah.
No, that's how bad I am.
So when did, like, obvious. Well, do you think that was something that you had been experiencing, like, forever? Do you think it's that you're, like, it's more of, like, a neurological thing, like, that you've been experiencing forever? Or do you think, like, that it's something that you've noticed more, like, semi-recently?
Oh, like, being startled as fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, it's, just, it's been, oh, shit. It's been semi-recently. I think it's just, like, because I still have the panic disorder underneath the medication, but I think, like, it, you know, changed into, this is just how it's manifesting at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And you notice a difference, like the medication helps.
Oh, fuck yeah, man.
That's good. Yeah.
I can go outside.
Yeah.
I can live my life.
Yeah.
I go outside like, oh, it's a wonderful day.
Yeah. It's
instead of being like, fuck today, you know?
Yeah. Are you, so you graduated from school? Did you go to school or not? I just
stopped going.
Yeah. Same here.
Yeah. I was literally telling the guys at CSUN, like, I remember the day that I stopped going. It was the day that I finally decided to go to this class. And we're like 2 weeks into the semester.
Oh.
I was going to all the other classes I was in, but except this one class, I don't know why. And then this is the day I decided to show up. One, I show up late. Two, I get in there and I'm like, oh, you know, la-di-da-di. And everyone has a Scantron on their desk. And I go, and I'm sitting there and I go, wait. And I'm thinking this out loud. I go, wait, what the fuck? And then I get out and like, I leave and I left forever.
Yeah.
Where were you going?
I went to Humboldt State my first semester. Uh-huh. And then
where's Humboldt again?
It's up north. It's Northern California, like really close to Oregon. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I went to Humboldt the first semester. Didn't have a good time. I was on academic probation. And I know if I would have stayed in college, I would have just gotten into so much shit because I did in that one semester. People are like, how long were you at school? When I tell them the stories. And I was like, just one semester. They're like, you did all that shit in one semester. Yeah. And it's not like I was being wild. I was just being young and like very like malleable, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
And so like I would just be doing that. I'd be doing this. I joined this club. I did this one. And then I'd be at this party and this one. I hitchhiking was like a big thing there.
Really?
And so I did get into random dudes' cars.
It was a big thing there?
Yeah. No, like hitchhiking is like a huge thing up north.
To this day?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's crazy.
So I would get into a lot of random people's cars because I needed a ride.
Yeah.
But that year, a lot of people were going missing. And I'd just be there by myself, like with my... I lived with my Beats headphones on. I guess it didn't manifest until later. Like, I knew it was there.
Yeah.
Right? But I guess it didn't, like, come to a head until, like, okay, this definitely needs to change.
Yeah.
But, like, I would be ignoring it. I'd have my headphones in, not paying attention to my surroundings. People were getting kidnapped this year. They made an assembly about it. They were, like, buddy system and not just one person. Three people, that bitch.
Yeah.
Like...
They're like, for the love of God, please stop getting into random people's cars.
Yeah.
And I would just be like, yeah, whatever. We need some weed. And you couldn't get it. I was like 18. So I remember I met this random dude. He was 50. His name was, what was his name? It was a good name. Pretty solid dude.
Yeah.
I mean, he had like, every homeless person you meet had so much weed on them because they sold it, but they were homeless.
Yeah.
I met this
How are they getting weed?
I don't fucking know, man. I mean, it's humble. Everyone has weed. I remember I had joined a band out there.
Yeah.
And the place that we rehearsed at, like, it was someone's house, but they would move all the weed from like Humboldt to Ohio, like in big trash bags.
Yeah.
Humboldt's like a weed place. I'm
For sure. That's where they grow it all.
That's like the prime place. But that's how people were going missing because when college kids need extra money, they trim. And then when they don't need them anymore, they sex traffic them.
Jeez. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I've heard something like, or I watched a documentary on something like that.
It's like something mountain. It's on Netflix.
Yeah. I think I might have seen that. That's kind of like where it rings a bell. So like being that you're like on the path of music, is there anything that you would want to, like anything else you would want to do in life that you were going to school for? Right. Or like any, like.
I was going for biology.
Really?
Yeah.
So biology interests you?
I'm like really good at science.
Really?
Very.
How come you don't know about the stars?
I didn't get that far in my education. I stopped going.
That was the next semester. Astrology.
Yeah.
Astrology. Is it astronomy? Astronomy. Astrology
is the science.
And then there's cosmology. That's the study of the cosmos.
Okay, that's like way out there.
No, that's Fairly Odd Parents.
Oh, I love that guy.
So did you
kind of have like a Cosmo Wanda thing going on? Your shirt's green. You got Wanda
and then pink hair.
Yeah, you're right.
I keep forgetting my hair is pink, man.
I had pink short hair like that in 2021.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then I had a job interview for this like driving school, and I was like I can't be looking like Flea in this interview, so I dyed it blonde. Why not?
I can't argue. I very looked so well put together for my interview at my current job. I work at Guitar Center, dude.
Oh,
really? Which one?
The one is down South Bay where I'm at. It's on Lawndale.
South Bay is far as fuck, bro.
Yeah, man. That's why I'm not up here ever.
Yeah. So do you have like shows coming up, or like are you like how back in the music are you?
Like we're like full swing right now. Well, like sometimes we'll go in full swing and then we'll go bah, like dormant and then full swing, dormant and then full swing. Like,
it's hard to stay on, honestly. It
is right now, yeah. But our next show is the 18th. We are doing a show with this one band that we met, which they're freaking awesome.
Who's that?
Jacqueline Rowe. Have you heard?
Mm-mm.
No.
It's a band or a person?
a band.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Yeah, it's Jackie and Kaylin.
And
Ro. And I don't know who Ro is. but Jacqueline Rowe. They're this band that we performed at this one at the Continental Room together.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, like I'm having a good time just watching you guys. And I'm like, wow. And you know, when you see bands like that, you're just like, yeah, damn, like that's awesome. You
drawn
know?
To it, yeah.
And so we were like, yeah, we need to do another show together. And they are releasing something soon. And so for their release show, they're like, oh, well, let's get you guys on there. So the 18th
of
November.
Okay, cool. Where's that at?
I should know.
It'll be on your social media or something.
It will be on my social media.
Go to the show, November 18th.
Oh, I hate that I'm not so like well informed with about things. Like I'm doing my best.
Yeah.
To do my best.
It's really, I feel like it, like even just like basic shit like that, like just keeping on top of dates and like times and places.
And I don't even know how long our set is supposed to be. Fuck, this is a mistake. I'm gonna ask these questions soon.
No, don't feel stressed.
No, you know
what?
You should just go in completely blind, and that'll make the show that much more exciting.
I've done that so many times. I've done it so many times. I feel like as I'm getting older, I want to be a little more organized.
Yeah.
That's why now we print out our set lists and we rehearse a lot more. Mm-hmm. Like, we stopped cramming. I'm like, okay, guys.
Cramming sucks for a gig. Yeah. We used to do that. That was basically our like modus operandi.
Right.
That, like, if we had a show, we would just like try our very best, like the week of the show,
right?
Cram
no,
in, like,
literally,
three rehearsals.
At least 2 weeks. You know, 2 weeks will get you solid.
Two weeks is super. A couple times a week. Like if you do four rehearsals before a show, that's like good.
Yeah, that's usually like pretty solid. We try these days. We just try to meet up regardless of whether or not
every week, pretty much.
Yeah. Right. With us, we meet a lot. Not for performances, but we make music together. So we try to meet every week so we can make some shit or finish some shit, you know.
That's like important, honestly.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a set band, like a Ross lineup, or is it kind of different people every time?
Oh, for Asiatica?
Yeah.
Oh, set people.
Is your guitar player named Brooke?
Oh, she's not in the band anymore.
Oh, she's not in the band anymore.
Okay. Oh, you got to cut that out. I'm joking. No. We're on good terms, but she's not in the band anymore.
Okay.
Sometimes it's best for people to move on and stuff.
Yeah.
I was like,
man, being in a band is so dramatic, bro.
We've had, five, six drummers?
Yeah.
Drummers.
The drummers.
We're on one right now. We're like, we don't have a drummer right now for that, you know, that reason. But like,
yeah, honestly, if you haven't played with a drum machine, then like, just stick to that. Cause
I can't. Yeah, like your music is too dynamic for that. That's the problem.
Yeah, we were like, so we had the Sundial thing today.
Yeah,
and we didn't rehearse for it until yesterday.
That's all right.
But it, you know, it wasn't. It was songs that we already knew, and it was fine. We ended up doing okay. Pretty much one took that bitch.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much one took that bitch.
I'm gonna start saying that.
I was like so upset when I was like, stop, let's redo that. Because I was like, I so planned on one taking it. But
yeah.
And we struggled so much just like trying to stay on tempo with each other because we're all like musicians and then they're like specifically like jazz musicians. So they always want to go off because they expect someone else to be holding it down.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no. You have to hold it down right now.
Yeah,
we don't have the freedom to do that.
So what was the lineup for this today?
It was just me.
Yeah.
My keyboard, Stefan.
Yeah.
That's his name. The keyboard itself, the instrument. I'm joking. No, the guy that plays keyboard, his name is Stefan. And then Nigel on bass. Nigel goes to CSUN. So we were just at CSUN all day.
Nigel,
like,
what's his last name?
Fergozo.
Hmm.
Okay. That sounds familiar.
Yeah.
He lives out here, so he's around. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, he's
like
everywhere.
CSUN music people. I mean, I feel like I just like have heard all those names. But that's tight.
Yeah.
Well, how is the bass player? I mean, how does Nigel keep it?
Nigel keeps it tight. Yeah. Yeah. But even he wants to like go off and things like that. And I have to be like, okay.
You're like, bro, you
got it. I'm like, you guys got to kind of keep it steady for now. Like as simple as we can possibly have this set right now. Because it was supposed to be like a very broken down acoustic set since we don't have a drummer right now. And we're going to figure it out by the 18th because I know way too many drummers.
Yeah.
So I'm like, somebody going
to do it. You'll find
that. That's a good fucking problem to have. Right? Yeah.
Well, I work at Guitar Center, so.
This is true.
I know everybody. Yeah. That bitch. And I tell musicians, like, hey, my discount goes crazy.
Yeah, true.
You, like, I paid, so an $80 Megami chord, $30.
Nice. That'll get someone to join a band.
You know? I like, I tell everyone that because I can't believe the markup on like the accessories and shit like that.
Everything. Like guitars, like music products.
Yeah.
Guitars or keyboards, drums, the markup of like the cost of what it makes, like to what it takes to make the thing versus the, it's usually like a like 300 to 400% markup.
Right.
If that.
And like, so I tell, and sometimes I get things for free, like especially things that are like $2 or, you know, like those small things like moon gels, like, you know, things like that, you know, things that we would need.
Yeah.
And I just go to my boss, can you zero this out, please?
Nice.
Or can you 90 this out, please?
Yeah.
And then, you know, I got a bass. It was a Fender Aerodyne. Beautiful.
Fender jazz bass. I don't know if I've ever heard of that. It's like a type of jazz bass?
Yes, it's a type of jazz bass. Okay. Jazz bass made in Japan.
Nice.
Oh, what color?
Black. With like cream lining. Like,
like
the binding.
It's so beautiful. Yeah. It's so beautiful. The That's neck sick. Is like an upright bass neck, like how it's thin up here and then it just flattens out.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I was like, this is mine.
Yeah.
But original price was like $850.
Damn.
I got it for like $500.
Let's go. Yeah. So that's a pretty good discount.
Yeah, that is
Tell
a
me
good
about
discount.
It. Tell me about it.
Yeah. Dude, so I don't I'm always like, have to hit you up.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm like, don't pay full price for nothing no more.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Dude, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
Dude.
It's because I think it's just like highway robbery. I know that like the company isn't like having too good of a time, but the way that they're like overworking their employees because of that, like they do not have the employees' best interests at heart. So we're just like, fuck it.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. Like that, they did like the most half-assed rebrand Guitar Center.
Did they?
Yeah. They did this thing where I don't know what it is now, but there was like where it was just spelled out like Guitar Center with the G. But do you remember it was like the acoustic guitar was the G?
Yeah.
It was that for a while, and then I think they switched it to the G, and then I think they switched it back to the acoustic guitar. Oh, you know?
Weird.
I mean, well, it's always been like my Guitar Center is like the oldest one. One of the oldest.
Really?
One. Yeah.
Was it based in California?
I don't know. I have no clue.
You don't have to know the history of
because I'm like, so here's the people that
run it. Like founded by Jim Guitar in 1964.
I wish they did make us learn that kind of stuff so it could be a little culty.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
It'd be like, really it was like fun. I could really just recite the whole history of things right here, right now.
Some companies like want you to know.
Yeah.
They want you to know exactly like the history of
it's,
the place
it's
you're
so
working
lax though. Like when I first started working there, I couldn't believe. I was like, you're just going to take a shot right now.
They do that there?
not anymore. But when I first got there,
that was how it was.
Yeah, because
like a shot. Like
That we worked right next to a liquor store, so I'd walk to the liquor store because I wanted a Red Bull or like I needed some chips because I needed to finish my shift.
And I'd be like, "Yo, Asia, can you get me a Casamigos?" Yeah.
No, I would just see them go. All right.
That's dope.
And I'd be like,
that's rock and roll, dude.
Yeah, it is rock and roll. So it was very on brand, but I was like, I can't believe you guys.
Yeah.
And I want to start like making bad decisions like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They don't work there no more.
Yeah, I could.
But
only
it's not
why.
But it's not because of that. It's because of it's not because of that. It's because
No, that's fine.
Yeah. It's because of the company in the shitter, man.
Oh, so they like cut people out.
Yeah, they did, but it was like you're trimming lean meat right now. Like, I'm like, you're not trimming the fat at all. Yeah. Like they, a lot of my faves, they fired. And then
I'm surprised you didn't get fired.
Well, I work in the lessons department, so they weren't. And I'm a diversity hire. They're not firing me.
Gotcha.
I'm going to be like, yo, that's racist.
Yeah.
I'm like, HR, the first person I'm
Damn, that's crazy.
I literally am a diversity hire. I got hired because I am a woman and I am black. And
is that what they said?
No. But, well, they said because I was a woman. But also, a lot of the black kids do come to me.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, you're going to feel
more comfortable with me. But I'm the only girl instructor. I got Brooke a job there.
Uh-huh.
But then she went back to college.
Loser.
I know. That's what I said. I go like RIP every time someone leaves and goes to college.
Can't believe you gave up.
But she wasn't like, I don't think she wasn't taking that job seriously at all.
Uh-huh.
She just was showing up late, didn't give a shit. And I was like, I was like, you're making me look bone.
Yeah, that's tough when you like.
Right, when you recommend somebody. And
Why? I was like, I know another girl.
Wyatt recommended me for the Wiltern back when I was like working over there.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
I took it pretty serious for a little bit, and then I just started slacking so hard, and I felt really bad for Wyatt, because like...
I mean, I went to kind of a different department, so it was like kind of like not my problem anymore.
Right.
But yeah, that's probably the last job I'll ever get you.
It's fine.
Damn.
That's fine.
That bad, eh?
No, not that bad. I was like, I was, how do I think especially back then, like 2016 through like 2019, I was very, I had an attitude problem, I think. I have trouble respecting authority.
I understand.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yes.
Probably a good way of putting it.
Yeah. I once called my boss to her own office and said, I need to talk to you.
Let's go. What about?
Damn. That's bad as fuck, bro. That's hard.
I'm surprised. Like, sometimes I think, like, there's more than one person living in here because I'm like, I can't believe I fucking did that. But I go, I'm like, step into your office. Come step into your office.
How did that go?
Well, she ended up... Okay, so I worked at this job nearly 2 years.
Yeah.
And I was, like, top employee. Like, I really cared about what I was doing.
Yeah.
Which, fuck that. I was working at a fucking pool. I was teaching kids how to swim, and I thought it was, like, really important. It's, like, a survival skill.
Yeah, sure.
And it's something that they'll always have.
Yeah.
Like, for the rest of their lives. And I was... And they paid a lot, but then, you know, every other week I have a rash because of chlorine, like chemical burns. God, and my hair turned blonde, fall off.
You're not kidding. Really?
Yeah, my hair, like my arm hair is non-existent because it will turn blonde and then fall off. The back of my head was like turning like a light blonde.
This is like in a public pool kind of, or like
Well, they have to like pay. It's not like public.
Okay. Yeah, so it was a swim school.
It was a school.
Okay, yeah.
But anytime you're working with kids in water, like someone's gonna like spit on.
I discovered shit in the pool. I got thrown up on. Like,
Like, and then you're swimming in constantly pee. Shocking the pool
all like, the time.
Your
all
hair
the
just
time.
Gets so like swimmers have like terrible hair because they like the chlorine strips. Yeah,
really.
Like, yeah, all of the healthy
it's
oil.
It's real bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
But so I was working there for like nearly 2 years, and I knew the ins and outs of the place. I cared about it. I wouldn't cut corners. Like, I'm an employee that I'm gonna fucking do my job to the best of my ability. You know what I mean?
So you were not taking shots.
Not in the pool. No, I did show up high like one time. It was an accident because I smoked at like 11, and I was still high at like 2.
Right.
And so I was like, fuck, I thought I'd be over this. And then my kid had like a test, and the survival test is like you have this small child being thrown into a pool in the deep end, and then they have to see if they survived. I was like, zonked. And I was like, please just do good.
You're just like, please.
So I don't have
swim,
to save
kid.
You right now.
Yeah.
I'm like, just do good right now. And then I was like, oh, we're doing good. And then when I found out I can come to work high, done deal. I had a pin, and that was all she wrote. I was just always no, I shouldn't say that. I wasn't. I was
that's an honest room.
Yeah.
I was a model employee. I think it was like probably like a month or two where I would just, you know, hit my pen occasionally.
Yeah.
I remember once, can I tell the chair story?
I'm not sure what the chair story is.
At the Wiltern when we did chairs.
Did you do something?
We did something.
I can
probably tell it. You want to cut it.
Yeah, tell
so,
it.
So this isn't, it's not even that crazy. We were at the Wiltern, and the Wiltern, as you know, we should talk about that story, by the way.
Oh, yeah. You played at the Wiltern.
Yeah.
I was there.
Oh, my God.
We saw it. It was fucking sick. Actually, well, anyways, we were just setting up, like, all the chairs because it's usually a standing room.
Right.
So, for that Steve Lacy show, like, that was all standing.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, they'd have stuff where, like, let's say the Steve Lacy show ends and then, like, everyone drizzles out by, like, what, 11:30, 12. Right. And then all of, like, the ushers and employees, like, sometimes get asked to stay and do chairs. And we'd have to set up, like, 1,000 seats and set up rows in the standing level.
And we had to be there till like 3 or like not even like 3-4 like when I got home it was like 5 o'clock yeah, like yeah, that's yeah. like when we got out of there
yeah
and Wyatt was like Manny come here and he's like shake my hand and he like shook my hand he put like a weed pen in my you know like just a fucking pen and I don't smoke anymore but back then I was like smoking a lot and he's like go to the bathroom and I was like okay. I got fucking blitz.
Yeah.
Like, I used to go
setting up these chairs.
Yeah, I used to go to the wheel turn high as a kite and and my boss knew it and he didn't really care because I was a good employee. Like I would do my job right. and like get everything that needed to yeah, be done right. done and yeah, and he would just like make like sly comments sometimes like God is like the guy who works here ever not high. Like yeah. He used to be like, yeah, it's not like our employee who comes in like high as a kite all the time. And yeah. I'd be sitting like right there, like yeah. yeah.
But I feel like you're a person that like, and I feel like you too, Asia, like where you guys can really perform like being high. Not necessarily music, but like I don't feel like
yeah, like no, when being I talk high to you and you're high a, versus it's like not when a deterrent at all.
Yeah. yeah.
You want to hear something really quite crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I haven't smoked weed in 7 days.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say a substantial amount of time.
Okay, well,
no,
for me, I'm a total pothead. And I've just lately had no desire to smoke weed. And
oh, that's pretty good. Are you depressed or happy?
No, I'm happy. I feel good.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm not depressed. Yeah.
Are you feeling anxious at all?
No, when I was smoking the weed, I noticed I would get anxious like recently. Because in the last couple of weeks, I would smoke and I would get more anxious than usual. And I'd be like, this is kind of weird. Like, I've never felt like this before. And so I just like stopped smoking. But I was like addicted to it. Like, addicted. Like, I would like, first thing I got up in the morning, I would smoke.
It's good that you're admitting that. A lot of weed smokers don't admit addiction.
Yeah, no, people will tell you, like, weed's not addictive.
Yeah, weed's
like, yeah, they're like, I can stop anytime I want.
Yeah, no,
I just don't want to.
Yeah. But you know what the thing I have noticed is my dreams now are crazy.
Vivid, like, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if you like smoke and then you don't smoke.
Absolutely.
Your dreams are crazy.
I'm like, I don't know what's real. I don't know if that was a true story or not. You know what I mean? I'll tell some people like I did this and I'll go, oh wait, that might have been a dream.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've had some crazy fucking dreams. Not that they're crazy, but it's just that like I'll say something to Hannah and be like, remember like when we did that? And she's like, remember yesterday when you said this? And she's like, no, I never said that. And I was like, oh fuck, like that was literally in my head while I was asleep. That shit is crazy.
Yeah,
dreams are crazy.
I love them.
I love them too.
Yeah,
I think it's weird. Like, do you ever have dreams where like you're dreaming something and then something is happening in your dream, like someone's maybe calling your name in the dream and it's actually happening in real life and that wakes you up?
Yeah.
How does your brain know?
I know, right?
It's like happening in real life but it's like translating it to you in your sleep.
That's weird as fuck.
It's very gentle. It's a gentle, like your brain's like, let me just like crossfade.
Crossfade.
You know what I mean? Like,
well said.
Let me crossfade reality here.
I remember being young and then there was a bird chirping outside my window. And in my dream, I remember this because I was like, that's fucking weird.
Yeah.
It was a crab chirping. It was like a crab just peep, peep.
Where were you sleeping where there was crabs?
No, it was my dream. A crab. And then there was a bird.
It was a crab.
Outside, it was a bird chirping.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like things like that.
That's pretty psychedelic.
Yeah, it was. I don't remember what the dream was about to this day.
So, about crabs. You're not smoking weed right now? Are they like you actively not? Like, if
I mean, I have it. I'm not really like trying not to.
You're just like, you don't have the desire.
Are you not doing like your regular like weed smoking activities? Like, for example,
maybe.
I smoke weed when I like make music with the homies.
Yeah.
But if I'm not making music with the homies, I'm not smoking weed. So those are like weed. Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. It was kind of like a part of my life where I would just live a normal life, but like I would be smoking like while I was doing it. There's not like a thing where I would like smoke and like watch movies or something like that. Like, I guess I could still watch a movie now, like not stoned and be fine. I guess I'd be a little bit more distracted. Like I'd be like probably like looking at my phone and stuff like a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
But
there's something to smoking. That's the thing I would do like back then, like 2017.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would like get home from like school, finish my homework, or, like get off of work, you know, make sure everything was done. And then I'd go to my car, roll a joint, burn that shit down, listen to music, go back inside and then like choose a movie and then just be like fucking laser focused.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Yeah. Like, it's like movies and music are like really great when you're stoned. Like, yeah, if you're like in that, if it like, if you're in that certain mood and it just like hits you right, like you're just like, man, this is so good.
Yeah.
But no, it hasn't really like made me not do certain things or do certain things. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Do you have like a favorite activity to do while you're stoned or not? It's just kind of like mostly music related.
It's mostly music related.
Yeah.
I like coming up with melodies while I'm high.
Yeah.
I can do it not high, but I don't know. Like,
you think it just quiets that kind of like anxiousness?
Or yeah,
like
that, no, absolutely.
That voice that's like, you know, there's like that questioning. Also, like sometimes when I'm creative, like I struggle with anxiety too, but like, where you're like creating something and it's just there's that like little voice that's I feel like sometimes something I think about a lot when I'm writing is like I'm worried about how like it's gonna be received before it's like even a song.
Right.
You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
It's like I feel like sometimes I get trapped writing for what I think people will like and like not making it about something that I wanna hear that like I wanna make.
Yeah.
I never think about how other people would perceive.
That's good. I kind of struggle with that same thing because I feel like I'm like, if I'm writing something, I'm like, is anyone really gonna, like, is this going to like really like is anyone really going to like this or not?
You have to hit fuck it.
That's pretty interesting because my brain doesn't go there.
That's good. That's a really good thing.
I suppose so.
Yeah.
I suppose so. Like, I'm literally like dead ass like, wow.
Oh no, you like get in the, it's like I get in the way of myself all the time.
But I get in the way of myself without even like thinking about that.
So yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, I'm not thinking about, oh, is this what people want to hear? It's more like, damn, am I going to like this later? And then, yeah. That's
kinda, you're more that's concerned like if you're going to like it. Yeah. Later, not if other people are going to fuck with it.
Because I don't believe people. I don't believe people
that's
at all.
That's a great statement.
Like, yeah.
You no, don't believe
regardless,
people. Like,
regardless.
Yeah.
Even if they're saying like, you're so good. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
On God.
That's like, that's, I mean, that's also a good
I've
point.
I've never been like, thank you. Like,
yeah. Yeah. I honestly think.
All right.
So if I feel like I'm good, then I'm good. But no one could tell me shit. Like, that's how I am right now. No. Well, that's how I've been for a little bit.
I heard this interview with Jimi Hendrix one time, and he was saying that, like, compliments are really embarrassing because you, like, know all of the little things that you did wrong in, like, your set and, like, while you're playing. And then people come up to me like, oh, my God, like, you're so good. And it's kind of like you feel, like, patronized because it's like, no, like, I did. Yeah. No, it's like, no, like, I messed up.
Yeah.
And, like, and you just kind of feel like almost embarrassed a little bit because it's like, you feel like people
are
saying
you're just trying to make me feel
like,
better.
Yeah.
Because in your, like, the narrative for me is like, that wasn't the best I could do.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
And so if, like, I'm looking at things through that lens, then if someone's coming up to me, if I'm already coming at it with the mindset where, like, it was all right, but I know it could have been, like, 10 times better if I, like, hadn't fucked this up or if I, like, did this or this.
Right.
And then so if someone's coming to me like, yo, that was a really good set, then I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Every
fuck
now
off,
and
honestly.
Then I'll feel like we did do good and I was like, I know.
Yeah. You know? That's the best like, feeling.
Yeah.
I
definitely.
Still take it graciously because obviously if someone's going to come up to you and
you're
spend
like,
time
no, the fuck you're not. That's not, right, that's right, not right. attractive at
no,
all.
No, no. You've got to be gracious.
Yeah.
Of course.
Thank you.
Obviously,
so, I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming out and all
that stuff.
That's part of it. That's just part of like gigging and things like that. People coming up to you afterwards. I remember Brooke used to be like, it's just always every time she's like, you're just a chatterbox. Like, you talk to everybody. I'm like, everyone's talking to me.
Yeah.
And I have to do my job as the front person to make sure everyone is acknowledged.
Right.
Yes.
It's part of the experience. So 100%. Like, I'm not off. Like, I'm not turned off until I leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's a good point.
I'm never more anxious, like on a show day. Than right after we finish performing.
Really?
Because when you finish your set and you're rapidly trying to wrap all your cables and get the pedal board out of there, get the amp and the guitar and get all your shit off so the next band can come on.
Mm-hmm.
That's the time, because you just finished your set, where everyone is very excited about your set and wants to come up and say, oh, you did so good. Mm-hmm. And they're coming up to you as you're just trying to get all this shit together. And I'm like, we're on a time crunch. We got to do like, we got to close out. We got to get our money. We got to like, you know, talk. And I'm like, fucking, that's the time where I get the most anxious. And so,
interesting.
And no, it's really weird. Like, it's not even like maybe right before the show or like maybe up until like 30 seconds into the first song when I'm finally like, all right, cool. We're playing a show. Like, I'm good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, when everyone's coming up to it's like, wow, that was so good. I'm like, thanks, cool, awesome. Yeah. And but still, it's like that, like
just like give me like 10 minutes so I can like
and at the same time, it's like the thing of me being like, I don't think it was that good of a show, but that's cool.
Yeah.
We started doing this thing now where our producer Edwin, you know Edwin, right? Warm Bedrooms, I should say.
Yeah.
He
for the fans out there.
Yeah, for the fans.
Yeah.
Professionally known as Warm Bedrooms. I do this thing now where every show that he comes out to, that's the one motherfucker I know is going to keep it straight with me. So I always text him after the show or like I'll talk to him and be like, all right, how do we actually do? Right. And then he'll be like, this was good. Like, you know, you forgot lyrics here. Because he knows our songs in and out because he produced them. Mm-hmm. And then he'll be like, you know, this sounds empty here. And then like, but if like I can tell when it was like actually a good show based on like if he came up to me and was like, all right, like you guys brought it. You know what I mean? Mm. So like that, then I can, I feel like, and it, like, fuck Edwin. Like it's not like I need his validation.
Don't say that.
Edwin, go fuck yourself.
No, I thought you were going to redeem yourself.
That's not what I mean. I mean like, you know, no, it's not like,
yeah,
I need,
like,
it's
you
not
don't
like
need
I need his
validation.
But you talk about like people lying, like people aren't in regards to music and like us being great.
Yeah.
I know it's in Edwin's best interest and our best interest for him to be completely honest.
Right.
So I know that he's going to keep it straight with me in terms of like if we did good or not.
I don't have people like, I just don't believe anybody.
I appreciate that phrase.
I'm like if they told me that when I first started doing music, like right after I dropped out of school, and I was doing like Aprilia Ave, that was like my whole thing. I'm like, no one tell me shit. Everything is a stylistic choice.
Yeah.
I don't want your critique. I'm like, I'm doing this. And it wasn't like I was thinking, I'm a genius right now. It was just like, I'm doing it because I am.
Yeah.
And shut the fuck up because I'm doing it.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
And then so.
That's a good way.
Yeah.
And that was like your earlier shit.
That was my earlier shit.
I feel that like a little bit similar to that where it's where like earlier on, I think we gave a fuck a lot less in terms of just like certain things. Like vocal sessions took
I think our music is kind of like not more demanding, but like we are more
like
focused on being like
the production value has like
we're trying to bring like a little more production value something I've been meaning to do at shows and that I've done at rehearsals is record our sets with just my phone because the phone doesn't lie, you know, a recording doesn't lie to you. So like when I do our rehearsals,
I hate that shit, honestly. It's good, but a lot of times
when I'm like when I do it at rehearsal and I think something didn't sound good and I listen to it on the recording, I was like, oh, that wasn't as bad as I thought it was. Like that sounds like decent. Like just things of like if we're like sometimes we feel like we're rushing or something like that, or I felt like I was playing too much, and I go listen to the recording. And I'm like, no, this sounds fine. Like, this sounds fine. Yeah. I was like in my head about that.
Yeah.
But it also is the same thing where it's like, if you do something wrong, it's going to be very clear.
Yeah.
And it's not like some person who's trying to like hold back. It's like, no, this is like literally what it sounds like.
Yeah. I won't listen. Like, I'll record it. I won't listen to it.
Yeah. like a bunch of recorded stuff. That's like,
I won't listen.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, you know?
No, everyone's got their method as to.
Yeah. It's because in my mind, I'm already doing it. I'm already critiquing as we go. And then like, as soon as we're done with that song, I'll go back and I'm like, hey man, we did this. Like,
yeah.
I want you to.
Will you listen to your Sundial sessions?
I don't know.
You should.
Maybe one song.
It's probably good.
We did a cover of a Fiona Apple song, and I think The Way Things Are. Do you know that one?
Can you hum it a little bit?
I don't know.
You don't have to.
Wait, I'm going to do it. So keep on calling my name. Keep on.
Yeah.
And I fucking love that song, dude.
Oh, yeah.
That's fucking
And when
nice.
I presented it to the band at first, they're like, what the fuck is this song? Like, oh, man. And I was like, guys, you have to listen to it because, like, you need to know the arrangement. It's
different, yeah.
Yeah. And then they're just like, oh, I'm not going to do it. But then after we had, like, after they listened to it, after we rehearsed it tons of times, after we performed it, they're like, I actually really like performing that song. I think they were like, I think we should do that one like every time.
Yeah.
And I go,
yes,
that's a huge victory.
That's right,
for
motherfucker.
You. Like, that's gotta feel good.
I love being right about something.
Yeah, I actually love being right. Yeah, and I love me some Fiona Apple, so I knew and
kind of goated, honestly.
100%.
I used to not fuck with her because that's
understandable.
It was like Starbucks like CD music.
yeah, that's
maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I've never taken a deep dive into Fiona Apple. I think I'm kind of like liked what I've heard, but I've never been like, I want to hear more. But maybe I need to.
I have this theory about like the way women make music and how it's from a different ear. A lot of
it's the feminine perspective.
Yeah, it's like different,
completely different.
Coming down, like it goes down to like the sounds that they pick for themselves as well. It's different, and like working with boys, like most of my band is like all boys, and and the music industry is all boys, and so a lot of the standard is set from like a male perspective. Exactly. And so that's why I don't really believe people, because there's so many nuanced things and I'm like, you really wasn't hearing what I was hearing though,
right?
Like, so you know what I mean. And Fiona Apple was just kind of one of those people to where me and my girlfriends were like, man, this shit go hard, but guys are like, I don't get it. And it's like, because you really,
well, it's not for you.
I'm like, because you're really not listening. But Fiona Apple was like fucking amazing, like her melodies, it's weird. And I can, and same thing with like Esperanza Spalding as well. I talk to a lot of other people who are into jazz. They're like, oh, I don't really listen to Esperanza Spalding. And then they'll have like this ideal of her. And I'm just like, then shut the fuck up. I mean, you can't have an ideal of her if you don't listen to her fucking music.
Right.
I'm like, she's an amazing musician, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what she does is like fucking impressive, because she plays bass and sing. She's holding down the rhythm section.
That's one of the craziest shit. Like,
and it's hard.
Bass players or drummers that sing, I'm like, yo, you're crazy for that.
She'll go
unhinged.
She's
not playing singing like Paul McCartney bass. Yeah. She's playing like
dead ass bass.
Yeah, and that's what shit that's crazy with.
And
like,
she's like really out right now. So like jazz wise.
Yeah.
She's out.
Like, what do you mean? Like not accepted?
No, I guess very experimental. But I'll be listening to it and then somebody will be like, turn this shit off.
Ew.
And I'm like, it's good though, guys. Come on.
That's what I mean. People who don't appreciate jazz will like always.
No, it's
like,
people that appreciate jazz.
Oh, really? And they still don't appreciate her?
Yeah, because it's out. But also it's because
she's a woman.
Feminine
she's
like perspective a female and ear. With a feminine ear. Yeah.
Bro,
and
jazz dudes different. Are fucking toxic also.
100% yes, they are. It's nothing but dick measuring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just dudes in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Being in a world where I have to I'm in a lot of male dominated fields. Mm-hmm. Like I'm the only girl that works at fucking Guitar Center.
Word?
Yeah. Well, like me and this one girl, Regina, but I'm the only girl that works in the lessons and I never see Regina.
Yeah. Yeah, so you know, it's not like you have like a workplace understanding where you can be unified in any way.
100%. And those bathrooms are fucking nasty.
Yeah.
And I always have to know exactly what I'm talking about. If I make one stumble, then it's just like, oh, you don't know anything. And I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
I know a lot, but just because I don't know this one thing, I don't know anything.
Yeah.
And the same thing goes like in the martial arts field, like. Like I was partners with this dude yesterday. He was like a young boy and he was like trying to tell me what to do. And I'm like, bro, I'll fucking beat your ass.
Definitely. That is a lesson that I think guys learn the hard way. Cause I did martial arts for a long time and there were women in our class and even like teenage girls who could kick some serious ass.
Yeah.
And it would be like this whole like guys don't want to like hit a woman even though you shouldn't but in the class
like
they would
fucking,
really pull away and like
do it.
treat her like a frail, you know, this thing, and it would be like that is a
the
hard
most
lesson
annoying
you're gonna learn.
Like that's like, fine, like sometimes I really don't feel like being hit.
Mm-hmm.
But and some men really just don't give a fuck.
I mean, low key that's good. Like
it's funny
if you're in a fucking martial arts class.
It's
like,
hilarious.
That's the thing.
But
dude.
I just hate it when like they talk down to you. Like that's the only thing that, and I could tell the difference every fucking time to where it's someone who's kind of like higher up. They're telling me like, oh, like I've noticed you did this. Maybe like try to do this, and I think it'll help you like a lot.
Yeah.
Opposed to like some fucking kid telling me, like, oh, this is how you do a kick. And your kick is fucking pitiful.
Yeah.
Bro, get the fuck out of my face. I'll fuck you up right now. Yeah. I was like, unless we have sparred and you kicked my ass, I really don't want you telling me anything.
Yeah, no, for real.
But it's more of like in the way that they say it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And
well,
you can tell. You
like,
can really
yeah,
fucking
it's
tell.
All
it's an energy.
And, like, yeah.
You can tell. And then so I had the kid. So he like it's a lot of partner work. So they hold pads for you.
Mm-hmm.
After that, I was kicking the fuck out of those pads.
Yeah, good.
I was hitting the fuck out of those pads and going fast. And then the instructor was like, keep up with her. And I was like, yeah.
Keep up with
me. Yeah, I was like, keep up with me. Yeah, I was kicking the fuck out of those bags. And then at the end, he was like, oh, okay. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, humble yourself, kid.
That's good. Exactly. Well, it's good that you
I was like, you can't be a tool so early on. You're not allowed
definitely,
to.
That's a pretty good, like, I mean, it's like, I would say, it's like in a way, like a non-aggressive way of just being like, you need to sit the fuck down.
Yeah.
Like, just being like, actually, I fucking know what I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, like, I know what I'm doing. And it's
in I'm going to show you, not tell
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I didn't say shit. I kept my mouth shut the whole time and was really focused on what I was doing. Mm-hmm. Made sure my technique was all right. And I did kick the fuck out of him.
Have you seen him since? Has he shut the fuck up?
I hope so. Yeah. But it was like, that was Saturday. So,
okay,
so
that was recently.
Yeah, that was
okay,
recently.
So he's probably still like.
That was yesterday,
in his
yeah.
bed, like.
I was just like, kid, chill, man. Like,
How old about?
Probably about 14.
For real, bro. But they're yeah, cocky. Dude, 14-year-old kids.
The worst.
But no, and the fact that he, like, one, he didn't want to be my partner. I was somebody else's partner before, but she was like out of commission. She was like, dude, I'm about to pass out. Can you just be partners with that kid? And I was like, and we both were like. We both were like,
she's like, I know, I'm sorry.
And then the kid was like, yeah, I guess. And I was like, bitch, I really don't want to be with you. And then so like, we did something where it was like a switch kick. And I was just really like, I biked 5 miles to the gym. Mm-hmm. Had already did like an hour of conditioning and running and shit like that. And I'm tired as fuck in Muay Thai. Like,
yeah.
I'm not about to really go for real right now. And then he tells me, oh, you got to kick like this. And I'm like, I'm about to kick the fuck out of you.
Yeah.
And then, I'm like, oh, then I have to go hard right now. And for the rest of that class, I didn't go hard as
fuck.
There's
nothing better than being underestimated.
Yeah.
But especially when it's like fueled by
it's
like
annoying.
That type of shit. Yeah.
It's annoying. I'm like, can we just be neutral? Like, I like when it, you know, people are coming at me with like, oh, I have no expectations for you. Like, it's when it's really neutral is awesome.
Yeah.
When it's just like, oh, my expectation for you is like.
That you're bad.
Yeah. And I'm like, ah, oh, bro.
Like, why?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
It's literally because if they haven't seen me for a while and I'm like, bro, I was coming here before you. I left for like a year, but it doesn't mean I don't know how to, you know, beat your ass right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm to that point where I'm like, so confident in my fighting abilities.
Yeah.
I'm confident as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
That's dope. Wait, how you been doing hair? How long?
I did it for a year when I was 21. Skipped it when I was 22. I'm now 23, getting back into it. And the only thing I need to do is just get back in shape. But I remember everything. I'm like obsessed with fighting.
It's something that comes, I mean, it is a kind of a perishable skill, but it is something that comes back to you very fast.
Yeah.
Like once you start.
It wasn't that hard.
Yeah.
The training, hard. I'm there like,
it's like swimming.
5 days out of the week.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah.
Damn, so you're going hard.
Yeah, I'm going hard.
Damn, let's
go. What do you mean you need to get in shape? What the fuck are you talking
I needed
about?
To, like, because I was gone for like
cardiovascular
a year.
Wise.
When did you come back?
I came back September, maybe August. August, September.
You're on your way, bro.
I'm good. I'm good now. Like, fine.
Do you do that as mostly just kind of like a recreational slash like self-defense kind of thing? Or do you have any interest in competing like in a...
I'll compete eventually.
Yeah.
But for now, it is like a recreational like thing.
Mm.
It's great for confidence. Like
right,
I stand up a little
sure.
taller because I'm like, I dare you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like I'm at this point where like, I wish a nigga would. Like 100% like... 100% like, ooh, I'm just waiting on the day. Like the last... Like, I had gotten into, and the reason why I started fighting is because I had gotten into like an actual fight.
Mm-hmm.
And
back like just before?
Yeah, like way like.
So like early 20s?
Yeah, I had just turned 21. I like started fighting because I had.
Let's go. Was that your first fight?
It was my first fight ever. And I was like, and I felt bad because I was like, oh, I should have beat your ass so much harder.
Did you win the fight?
That's not a thing.
It was a fight that shouldn't have happened.
Mm-hmm.
I got bit. I ended up getting bit.
Oh.
I know.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, I got hepatitis now. I'm joking. No. And then I got like tackled on. I threw the first punch because like they really had me fucked up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's usually how it goes.
Yeah. Because I got pushed and I was like, it was like push.
Interesting.
Bah, like
oh,
it came
damn.
Back like that.
No,
yeah. I was like, oh. And I couldn't believe it. Like, I mean, you guys know me, right? Like, do I seem like the type to, like...
You're like the sweetest person.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm just like, I know, I felt really... After the first punch, I looked at my hand, like, you know how, like...
Yeah, you're shaking, go,
oh. I'm looking at my
power,
hand.
Power.
Like, yeah, that's literally what happened.
Achievement unlocked.
And, yeah, next thing I know, I got tackled onto the floor. I'm on the floor. It was the craziest fight. I was we're in the parking lot and I go, this is fucking silly. Like in the middle of the fight, like I'm looking at my hand like, oh fuck, like I would never fucking do that. Like, yeah. This is terrible.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you brought out the worst in me. I would never fucking put my hands on someone. This is awful. Like, that's what I was like literally
thinking.
You're just like,
I really wish that I didn't do that.
Yeah. Well, like, it's like, you just, like, I really wish you weren't the person for me to hit you in the face. Like,
why did you make me do it?
But, but also holding accountability for myself, I did, like, throw that punch.
Yeah.
But looking back, like at the time I was like, oh, I shouldn't have did that. And I cried about it. But looking back at it, I'm like, I should have fucked you up even worse. And I'm like, cause I don't think I'm satisfied with feeling bad for you.
Hit him up.
No.
Rematch.
No. But it's just for now, it's like the next person will get his ass whooping and mine. Yeah. Like and theirs.
Good.
So I'm just like, I'll go 100%. Like that's, I think, cause after that, I was like, I did started doing MMA like literally right after I joined that gym. Cause I was like,
that'll do it.
I'm like, I wonder, did I throw that punch right?
Yeah. Let me get it right. I've never in my life been in a fight.
That's good.
That's really good.
Cause I mean, you never,
I've deserved it.
You never gotten to the point where you let someone have you that fucked up. You know what I mean? It's like, it was my fault because I let them have me that fucked up. Mm. You know what I mean? And that's something I can like take accountability for because I didn't just leave. I was just like getting fucked up.
I think fights a lot of times are like glorified in like movies and shows and stuff to be this thing where it's like this like, will solve your problems and like you'll beat down the bad guy. But like fights in real life are actually like really dangerous and really like nonsensical and people messy. Can get like, hurt. Someone can get
emotional.
Hurt in a life, a life threatening or life changing way over nothing.
Yeah.
And over nothing.
Have you been punched
like,
in the face, anyone?
Yeah, I've been punched in the face plenty of times. Yeah.
Isn't it
really?
Isn't it eye opening?
I've had my nose like very close to being cracked in half by my younger brother.
Oof.
Yeah, because he kneed me. He pulled my head down into a hard ass knee, and there was blood like flowing out of my nose like a faucet. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was This was in a martial arts class though, so I didn't get too mad at him.
I was like, Sam.
Yeah. And even Joel, like my best childhood friend who I still hang out with to this day, because I grew up with like a lot of like boys in the neighborhood and we would fight. Someone would say something. And granted, we were like 12 and 13. So this isn't like, we didn't have like the strength to like seriously fuck each other up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we would tackle each other and hit each other in the face like like mad. And like, and we would bleed and stuff like that. And like, our parents would get pissed off and be like, you know, go back over there and say you're sorry. Like, we'd have to, like, both, like, walk and be like, sorry. Like,
fuck. All right. I'll see you on Halo later.
Yeah, we'd be like, literally, like, they'd be like, you know, now hug. Like, you know, we'd be like, I'm sorry. But, like, yeah, no. I will to this day will avoid fight. And I feel very confident in myself.
Right.
In my abilities, but I'll avoid a fight at all costs.
I can see it behind your eyes. Like,
yeah. You can see the bags in your eyes, like
why it's a little scary when you get serious.
Mm.
Yeah, why?
Yeah, I can get that. Serious. Yeah,
mm.
Yeah.
But being punched in the face is like so eye opening. I remember being punched in the face. It was for the first time last year, and I was just like,
"Oh, with MMA?
Yeah.
Oh no! Oh okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. The other no, I got tackled, not punched.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I was like, "Fuck!" And I didn't have time to like. Really be shocked about it because like the person I was fighting was like coming for me.
Yeah.
And so it's nice to train that in you because I know like the first time I got punched, I was like out of commission for a second because I was so shocked I got punched. But now I get punched often.
that's why the training
I know
is
what
so
to,
good.
Yeah,
is
I know what to do when.
Then you aren't so sketched out when you're getting punched.
Yeah.
You're like, I can still fight. Like, I'm fine. Like,
And I spar like twice a week. It used to be just once, but
you
know,
impressive.
You were
really going at it. That's
I'm
great.
Going hard as fuck.
That's
because
great.
It's I don't know why. I think I'm just angry.
Well, that's a good way. That's a good outlet for anger.
Yeah.
Like, really,
yeah.
Like,
I'm like, I think I'm just angry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
wow. Dude, I get fucking angry too. Honestly, like anytime, like, dude, I get road rage.
Yeah,
pretty.
You get road rage.
Yeah,
you should invest in a martial arts class.
Probably.
This guy honked at me like we were at a. It was like a three-way intersection, and I was the only person that didn't have a stop sign. And this guy is waiting. This one guy goes, and I'm like, "You shouldn't have gone, but whatever. I'll wait." And then I start to go, and the guy honks at me. He's like, "Mm-mm-mm," and I was like, "I had Hannah in the car," but I was like. I have to really push it down when Hannah's in the car, because that is not an attractive quality.
For sure, for sure.
She does not fuck with that. But I told her, I was like, if you weren't here, I probably would have stopped.
Do you notice at all that maybe like in the last 2 years, like kind of since COVID, like you've gotten more like you feel more road rage? Because I kind of feel this a little bit, but like I just feel like ever since COVID and like lockdowns and stuff, like road rage has increased like a kind of across the board. And I feel almost now,
yeah,
like before I really didn't care like about kind of like driving and stuff like that.
But
now
like,
I'm kind of the same way. Like if someone like stops real fast in front of me or something like that, or cuts me off, I'm like, dude, like I hate people and I hate everyone driving right now.
I was worse when I was 19. I threatened a group of dudes in a truck on the 405 to pull over.
Well, it's a good thing.
Never been in a fight.
Damn. Like I said before. Bad?
Yeah. No, it's ugly. And I'm not proud of it, but I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
Right. But they like said something to me, and then I was, you know, rolled down my window. I was like something to the tune of like, how about you pull the fuck over and we'll really see about it? Like something like that. You know,
That's a hard line.
Yeah.
That's a bar.
And then the,
that's a bar.
and then they just kept driving, and I was like, yeah, that's what the fuck I thought.
Mm.
I don't know why I'm so like the level of aggression versus like the fact that I've never been in a fight.
It's because it's like a threat to your life. It's like, you know what I mean? Like we're going to drive stupid. You're going to put me in danger.
Right, right. Exactly. No, you are kind of in danger. Yeah. So it's like,
I understand the anger. Like it's valid. But at the end, for me, it's more like my road rage is me talking shit.
Yeah. You also like can't help like, but feel that a bad driver is like a stupid person.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
They
like,
are.
Yeah.
To answer your question though, I mean, having been like a driving instructor for the past 2 years, I think.
Oh, that's interesting.
I think I'm.
I forgot about that little tidbit.
I know. It's fucking stupid. I have been exposed to so much stupid driving, not by my students, more so by other people on the road. And because I'm exposed to it all the time, and because I have kids in the car, I'm. Have subdued that a lot.
Practice like patience.
Yep. So I've gotten better at it.
That's good.
But I think that drivers are getting worse also.
Yeah.
Like I think like people are really like getting worse and worse. And I've noticed it over like the past year. Like the crazier shit I see is becoming more and more frequent.
Yeah.
It's fucking gnarly. Really.
It's crazy.
It's more of like a it is what it is type situation for me. Like if someone's like just driving stupid or if someone cuts me off, for me it's more people like, oh, you're going too fucking slow in front of me, or it's someone being right on my ass.
Yeah,
like that's when I'll get mad. I was like,
slow down.
I go get away.
Yeah.
Like, you know, make sure they see like my hand signal, like please, like
yeah just go around,
you
something.
Know
yeah.
Like I don't like that.
It's fucking lame.
It is awful. But for the most part I just talk shit, being like, I don't know what I say. I'm like, you fucking bitch. I'm like, Argyle, bitch. Like, I can't believe you've done this. I've adopted that phrase. Can't believe you've done this. But no, I won't get too like, I'm like, fucking bitch. But my sister, she used to have like really bad. I feel like she's fine, but since I feel like she's still the same, but since I don't take rides from her anymore, like I don't see it as much. But she used to roll down her window, yell out like, you fucking bitch, like da da da. And I remember her and this dude had like a flip off contest.
That's cute.
And it was hilarious.
Yeah.
She was like, and then he was like, and she was like, and then she goes, he leaves his hand up when they go. And then we
was
all
it funny by the it end?
Was, yeah, we yeah. all he was laughing. We all were laughing. It was like hilarious.
Yeah, that's pretty.
That's
funny.
Pretty. Yeah, that's pretty wholesome.
It was wholesome, but I like at this point when it comes to driving, like I understand. Like okay, like we're okay. I'm okay.
Yeah,
get to where you need to be.
Right. Yeah. That's the most mature way to handle it.
Yeah, it's not good to have road rage.
Nah,
it's not as bad as when I was 19. I'm sure the older I get, the more I'll be subdued.
Yeah.
But
it sucks to feel rage in general.
Yeah, it's
hot,
dude.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I don't want to be angry.
I know. It sucks. But yeah, I'd be angry. It's under there simmering. And I'm like, fuck. I once went to a sidekick and she was like, bro, you're a ticking time bomb. And I go, no, what the fuck?
I think martial arts is a great outlet for that, though. Like, it seems like that's like kind of a way to handle it. And because, you know, it's like a great, like that and kind of like therapy, because that is sort of a therapy.
I was doing both. I was I was doing therapy like consistently for like 3 years. Therapy and martial arts. I was
still
seemingly okay.
But you, it was still like,
it was still bad. But then I think the only thing that really helped me was like medication.
Well, that's good. That's a solution. That's a solution.
People were just like, oh, do this, do this, and I'm like, done it. I've done everything you can possibly do, but like everywhere. They're like, medication isn't the way, and I'm like, as you know, as far as I'm concerned, yes, it is.
It does work in a lot of cases. It is the way. It's demonized, but I think in a lot of cases, it is a great solution.
It's because of the like the big pharma getting people like addicted to like opioids. What I mean? Opiates or whatever.
Sometimes people fucking need Adderall though.
Definitely. Or like an SSRI or something. Like sometimes these things like help, you know? And maybe it's not like a rest of your life solution, but it's like they help.
It's a for now. So the medication I'm on is Lexapro. I was on Prozac before. It sucked because they tell you like if you're having, have you guys ever been on antidepressants or like?
I was on Lexapro for a while. I'm not right now, but I was at one point for a while.
But you know how they say like if suicidal like thoughts like intensify, like just stop taking it.
I don't think you're supposed to do that.
Stop
cold turkey.
Well, I mean, it was like I had just started it. I had just started it.
Your chemistry massively gets changed when you're regularly taking.
It was crazy as fuck. I was on Prozac, right? Mm-hmm. And I remember the first day I took Prozac, I was house sitting.
Yeah.
For my brother in Topanga, mm-hmm. and I met up with my friends there. That house was just for me and my homies. Yeah. I met up with my friends there, and I was like, I'm gonna cry, okay? And then my friend holds me, and I'm like. And I didn't really understand what was happening, but
I'm gonna cry. Okay, that's cute.
I didn't really understand what was happening, but I did notice. Like,
were you off of it at this point?
That was my first day taking it. And it made me feel so weird.
Just off of one day.
Off of that first time I took it, and I was like, I feel weird right now.
Wow.
But. I started taking it consistently because I was like, okay, they told me to do that. So I started doing it a lot more. And then like I noticed being in a different place. So I had
dated you off a little bit.
No. I had dated this girl. Yeah. But she lived in like fucking bumfuck nowhere and 5 hours away.
Jesus.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So I would drive five hours away.
God damn.
Yeah, to see this chick.
I know. I'm the best. But then I noticed like being out there, like I was so afraid. She was white and I was like, we're going to get hate crimes. I'm going to get lynched. Like, you know how my thoughts were thinking.
Yeah.
But then I noticed that the Prozac was working when I went back again and we were just outside. It was nighttime and I was like, I'm chilling right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm not looking over my shoulder. I'm not like nervous about us holding hands. Like I'm okay.
Yeah.
But the Prozac.
Yeah.
Bad suicidal thoughts. I've never like experienced that in my life it's screaming at you like, kill yourself, put a gun to your head right now. It wasn't sad. It was just like, what the fuck is going on?
Because it's
like you knew, like I knew that wasn't fucking me.
Right.
Yeah.
But I was like, that's crazy. Like it literally screams at you.
Right.
And like I knew that wasn't me.
Right.
It was just like, kill yourself, put a gun to your head, pull the trigger right now. Yeah. That's what you want. Like a drill sergeant in your head.
Drill sergeant.
Insisting that you want to kill yourself. And you're like, no, I don't. I'm actually fine right now. And they're like, yo, you're gonna. And so I'm like,
my God,
I have to stop taking this shit.
Yeah.
And then I got given Lexapro. None of that happened.
Okay.
And then with the added effect of like, okay, I'm okay still. You know what I mean? I didn't want to stop taking the Prozac because I was like, I like going outside.
Right.
I'm like,
it helps.
I'm like, I just had to like switch out. Like, I want to kill myself every second.
Maybe I don't want to kill
myself. Isn't it weird? Yeah. It's weird.
Like fighting each other.
Yeah.
A lot of those are like the same kind of medication, but the different like kind of brands will have different.
Yeah, sort of different effects, on certain people. And I was also like, it was a lot of milligrams with Prozac.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was like a high dose.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got prescribed Wellbutrin because I got like diagnosed with like ADHD.
Uh-huh.
And I go, oh, that makes sense because I don't have any concept of time ever.
Yeah.
You should see how many alarms I have on my fucking phone.
I'm pretty certain that like, that I'm rocking the ADHD.
There's something, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm like, whatever.
Yeah, so I keep missing shit. I keep not knowing shit. I'll be like, yeah, it's in the back of my mind. Like, I'll remember it. And then it's just like, you're supposed to do that right now. And I'm like, oh, fuck, it's today, huh? And I just, I have no concept of time, like 100%. Don't know. Just don't have it.
Yeah.
And I talked to my psychic about it. And then he was like, yeah, it seems like, yeah, you fit the bill. And then he gave me like, first things first was like a mood stabilizer. He gave me Wellbutrin. And then with Wellbutrin, I was pissed off.
Really?
Like, because it causes like mood swings.
Okay.
Violent ones. I was like, I'm going to, so I write like lyrics or poetry like all the time, right?
That's good.
When I was on Wellbutrin, I wrote one like, I'm gonna snap everyone's fucking necks. And like,
that is not how I think of you.
Yeah, no, that's not how I was like, oh, and I was being mean to Pumpkin, man. Like,
I was like,
I don't like, I'm being mean to my dog. And like anything anyone would say to me, I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like, I was pissed off and I really had to stop taking it because it was like, I'm going to hurt myself and others.
You really have to, like, from what I hear, you have to really date medication. Like, you have to, like, see what's going to work for
you.
You have to, like, shop around a little
bit. I've been shopping around. Lexapro's good, but for, like, it doesn't work for ADHD. It just works for, like, my panic disorder.
Yeah.
Which go hand in hand.
Yeah.
So they're putting me on another medication. I need to pick it up. But hopefully that works. But they're making me get an EKG because it's a stimulant. So I'm
what is that again? Yeah, that sounds familiar.
They check your heart.
Oh, okay.
So they're checking my heart. I'm like, my heart's fine, guys.
Yeah.
But it's because they're giving me like a stimulant.
Yeah.
Now. So they're So it's not Adderall, but not that far off.
Right, right. Damn, like, crazy.
Nice.
Like, I'm getting so close.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
It is, because it fucking works.
Apparently there's a shortage of it now.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm pissed off.
You're like,
I get this fucking close. There's a shortage of everything. I go to Starbucks and I'm like, give me a brown sugar, a shake and espresso. They're like, we don't got that. God, fucking damn it. Yeah.
Dude.
There's a shortage of fucking everything right now.
Yeah, yeah. For real.
We're gonna go to war. That's what Stefan says.
But who's Stefan?
My keyboardist.
Is he like also like working at the Pentagon or
no,
what?
He just reads a lot of the news. Like, he's just in that shit.
I had to stop.
Yeah.
He'll tell you the most morbid facts and I'm like, keep telling them to me, okay? I would be like, what else you got? And I love it. I'm like, so what's the talk of the town right now? And he'll let me know.
Yeah.
Seems like
he's very informed.
Close. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if we go to war, he was like, we can just join the band in the army. And I go, no, I'm going to be front line. I'm going to put my gun down. I'm going to dance and I'm going to tap dance in a minefield. Like, I'm out of this bitch.
I've been doing Muay Thai for nothing, all right?
Tap dance in a minefield.
I'm out of this bitch. If we're at war, you think I wanted to, like, just think about the World War II and like the Great Depression and things like that. Like, absolutely fucking not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That would not be me.
No.
I don't want to ration my fucking food. I'm already rationing my fucking food.
Right.
Because I don't have money. I'm like, damn, it sucks to be hungry. I'm like, well, let me just die, okay?
Don't say
I'm
that,
too
Asia.
Comfortable. I'm too comfortable. I want to be comfortable.
You won't have to go to war. I'll make sure of it.
I'm going to dodge
I'm like,
the
he's
going
to go for me. They're like, we need one more person. I'm like, I have...
I'll be like, there's this guy, Sherman Oaks.
He's been in so many fights. You want him?
Yeah. His little brother kicked the shit out of him. So
yeah, he's pretty good for war.
Yeah.
No, I'll literally go be all right. I'm like in shape. If they have us working out, I'll do those sit ups.
I was
in like ROTC at school.
Were you?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Did you ever give any thought to going to the military or no?
For like a second because
you're
I was
in the ROTC,
in that shit.
Right?
They want you to. Like,
they want me to, yeah. And I was just like, that was plan fucking Z. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Um, because I know, like, out of ROTC, you'll be ranked above everyone else.
You're an officer, you know.
Yeah,
you don't have to be in the trenches.
Yeah, but they train us for that. Like, you know what I mean? We do all the physical, like, training the same.
Like a boot camp kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah,
all
of it
the same. I know all the formations. Yeah. I'm good at just standing there.
You stand there all goddamn day.
But yeah. I don't like authority. And I'm like, who the fuck are you talking to?
Military is a bad place for that trait.
I have no zero interest being in the army. I'll dodge the fuck out of a draft. I don't have any sense of honor in that regard. I'll go to Canada. I'll fuck around.
Yeah.
Canada is going to send people too. I don't know if that's the place.
I'm going to go to Ireland.
There you will be safe.
I can get
Ireland's fucking all, I'm gonna
I can
go
get
to
a
Ireland.
Dual citizenship. We've talked about Ireland, I think, in the past.
Yeah, probably. Was I still like so gung ho and like fuck, I need to go to Ireland?
I don't know.
I'm obsessed with gingers.
Hey, gotta split you two. Gotta spread you guys out.
No, it's like it's a black thing.
Really?
You know, like black people fucking love gingers.
I had no idea that
what
was
do you,
a thing.
Like,
that,
like out of curiosity, like
I don't
just
know.
Just like what's good, like
I don't know.
We're like unicorns.
They're
we're
like,
dying.
Yeah,
we're
yeah.
recessive.
That's I've heard.
Well,
that.
Well, I guess because we both were in slavery, it dates back.
Dude, yeah, there was a lot of animosity between the Irish and black people in America. It was pretty fucked up.
Really?
Yeah, because like it was like
because they were pitted against
we were pitted
each other.
Against each other.
I don't like now. It's just like every all. I've had a thing for gingers for a fucking long time, and I'll tell my friends about it. I'll pick the most basic looking, maybe fugly even, ginger dude and be like, damn, he's fine.
Damn.
Like, zoom. I'm like, fuck, bro. Like, <Yeah. laughs> there's this fucking dude on TikTok, and now I've learned my ways. Like, okay. It doesn't matter the color of their hair, okay? You need to chill.
Good.
But there's this dude named Pete Monsingo on TikTok, and he's like, one, he's in this boy band. Two.
Just checking all the boxes for you.
Oh, absolutely. That's not my type. Boy band? Fuck no. Musician? Absolutely not.
No musician?
Not.
You would not date musicians?
No.
That's probably smart.
No.
It's for the best.
Musicians are probably pretty...
You've been there.
Yeah.
I'll date an
there,
artist. I'll date like a filmmaker. A doctor, that's my top.
That's your goal.
That's my goal.
Yeah, dude, I think we all want to fucking
date a
doctor. I want to be a stay-at-home boyfriend.
But you have to like but you also have to be like highly educated or else they'll just make you feel dumb.
Yeah.
Dude, I'll be a little himbo, stupid little himbo.
I feel that, but you're allowed to be a himbo. Like I don't want to be a himbo. But yeah.
I just want that for me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I wanna stay at home, I'll cook.
I would love to be a stay-at-home like
dude.
Mom and stuff like that because I can really focus on the kids.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, Philip, really focus on the children? Not because I'm like, I don't need a job. Like, my job will be my fucking children.
Right.
And I will love every second of it.
Absolutely. I think that's I think that's great for moms to stay with their kids.
Like, yeah. It's like the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I won't have a kid until I'm allowed to do that.
Yeah. No, I support that.
So we're not talking about fucking killing ourselves.
Oh, man. I don't know. That's why I'm like, kids are not even on
the table right
fuck
now.
Fuck no.
You got a lot to do before then.
Yeah. No, yeah. Kids should be like an add-on, not like a...
It's the expansion
not
pack.
To take,
the
not to take away
the life
from.
DLC.
Yeah.
No, like it's... Kids come where you're just like, what's next? I did all the things.
Right.
Yeah.
And people don't understand that.
And like,
yeah.
All this crazy shit.
Yeah. I want to have kids when my life is about them and I'm okay with that.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Like, I could have done this.
Yeah. No, I'm just like, oh, my kid wants to go to fucking Russia. Let's go to Russia. Let's speak Russian for a bit. Like, you know, you can be raised out there.
Well, you might go to Russia.
I'll get you a babushka.
Whether you want to or not.
Yeah.
I'm a tap dancing on the fucking lines.
Yeah,
yeah. But there's Pete Monsingo. He's on TikTok.
Yeah.
He's the guy. He plays fucking trombone.
Wait. And he's in a boy band?
And he's in a boy band. His mom's a dwarf.
Oh, yeah, dude.
You know
and he
this
goes,
guy?
Brum, 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 brum,
yeah,
following his
parents
mom.
Are little people. Right?
Yeah,
that's,
his,
is
yeah.
that fucked up? Or is we just accept that?
I don't think you're supposed to say dwarf, but I don't.
Oh, really? Oh, my bad.
That's okay.
Well, man, dwarfism is like, that's literally
the
medical
term. I
think
the kosher term is little person, but I don't, I mean, it's not. No, I swear to God.
Okay.
I think I might be wrong, but I mean, I'm not. It's not like you're trying to say like something
yeah,
terrible.
Yeah, the
not,
other
it's
one.
Let me not give a
yeah. Don't
example.
Give. Please don't give an example. But my bad. little person. I don't want to say that either.
It's the same, it's different words for the same thing.
Well, his mom is like 3 feet.
Yeah, no, I know.
Stop. We're not laughing.
Asia looked at me like she was not. There was no way she was going to get through the sentence, bro.
Oh, my God.
But she's like, you know.
Anyway, now I don't know what to say. Yeah, I don't know how to get
He plays the
that.
Trombone while
he
she's play, walking
while
around.
While she's walking around. Like,
he's the one making fun of her, bro. It's not 100%. Like we're playing a trombone. Like,
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, they're probably in on it.
No, yeah. They're in on it 100%. But this dude, he's the only, like...
Go ahead.
He's the only... Fuck, no, don't know how to say it. He's the only...
Heighted person?
Not challenged person in the house. But he's gotten all the receptive traits because the more dominant trait is like dwarfism.
That's like, I don't know if I've ever seen... What was that show on TLC?
Little
People, Big World.
Yeah.
Oh. And they had... They were little people parents that had kids that were struggling not to stay normal.
I was like regular sized. I mean, that's above 5.
What would you say like height typical? Let's say height typical.
Height typical. Okay, cool. But yeah, no, so he got all the receptive traits because the dominant trait was like dwarfism and all his siblings.
I thought, well, don't they still contain, like, they again, can why are we also fucking have, with stem shit?
We don't need to walk on eggshells here. Like, we don't mean any animosity, but they can have either both. They can have either the little person
but
kid
like,
or
if
the...
But both like, if both of the parents have that trait, then that's the most dominant trait. Pete's other siblings are like little people as well. And Pete's siblings' kids are that as well. But Pete...
But you're down bad for Pete is ultimately what we're trying to say.
Well, they all have like dark hair, right? But Pete is the only one.
So he's recessive as fuck. Yeah.
As fuck.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm just like, that's why I'm like, oh, that makes sense for that guy to like be gender because he got all the recessive genes.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. And I'm like, and I was like, damn, Ma, like you show his ginger, you know? And I don't know why that was like so obsessed with him. But now I'm looking back, I'm like, no, that dude's corny.
He is corny?
Very.
Why? Because he plays trombone with Riley's parents.
In a boy band?
He's in a boy band.
Like, yes, yeah, like everything you were about to say. Yes. I have my ginger goggles on.
And then now
I'm like, oh no, that I definitely would just be annoyed by him 100%.
By the trombone or by the singing in the boy bands?
Just by him because he cares about TikTok too much.
Oh yeah, that's a super annoying trait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just like, fuck, like
TikTok creators. Like that's not a club I'd want to be in.
I didn't get it at first. I get it now, but for the people that care, like, so, I know like Adana Duru. Do you know who that is?
Who?
Like, she's this TikToker right now. She has like a million followers or something.
Adana Duru.
Adana Duru. Mm-hmm.
No,
but she's like the singer. She's like, white clubs be like.
Oh, and like the music that's going on.
Yeah,
yeah. I think I've actually. Now that you say that, I think I've.
Like,
have
but she like I'm every sure video she it, makes just pretty much goes viral.
Yeah,
she's cool. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
and I know that she was like, okay, like she'll do TikTok because she like you know that's you know where she's getting yeah that's yeah. where she's getting her cheese. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
So like for her. Of course she has to take it seriously because it's basically like how she's getting like,
bread.
That's her bread. Mm-hmm, yeah. That's how she creates her brand. That's how she really stays in control of her life and what people see. And it's like, that's cool. It's like having a reality show.
Yeah.
And that's cool. But sometimes when you care about it, just like way too much or even, but she's just genuine about it. That's what I should say. Like,
Okay.
Some people seem just like really not genuine.
Just trying to get it's like, in front of an audience.
What's up, TikTok? Kind of.
I love the TikTok. Yeah. I love the one where she had like morbid facts. I love those ones because they'll just
Did
spout
you
the
know
same.
That the top 5 train wrecks in the northern U.S.
What accent is that?
I don't know.
That's
like Finnish. No,
doing something.
I believe Finnish. Yeah,
Falk.
Well, we should probably wrap this up. We're at about an hour and almost 40 minutes.
Golly.
Oh, that's good.
This is about to be a record.
Oh, really? Oops.
Yeah, yeah. No, this is great.
No. Okay.
Greg, I thought. He went over too.
I don't think so. I think should we tell the Wiltern
story? I don't think it's much of a story. Do you want to? Was that the biggest shit?
Sorry. I did it like right in the mic. I'm sorry.
No, it's your good. Sorry. It just cracked me up. Do you think that's the biggest show you ever played?
Yeah, probably.
That show was tight.
That was a great show.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
That was super
I
fun.
Have a lot of, I have like a story about it because that one was kind of like so fucking stressful for me.
Really?
I think I know what you're talking about, but I'll let you.
So like, I asked my brother like, you know, can we open up for you? And he didn't give me a definitive answer, but he just, he just said like, sure. Like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, basically that. And so I took that idea and I was like, guys, we're doing the fucking Wiltern.
Yeah.
And then so we prepared for it and shit like that. And then like 2 days ahead, I'm like, yeah, so the Wiltern, yeah. And he goes, well, you know, because we don't like, because he was on tour. And then for that tour, he didn't have a band. So like the whole tour thing, like the what they were traveling with, they weren't really prepared to have like a band.
Yeah.
And they're like, you can't do this. Like if you're going to perform, you can't do this. You can't do this. You can't do this. And I go, yes, the fuck we can. Like, how can we figure that out?
They said that to you?
Yeah. They're like, oh, you can't have drums. And I go, it's only a 3-piece kit, like, yes, we can. And then they're like, oh, well, you can't do this. Like, oh, it's gonna be hard. Oh, you need to pay to get like the monitor like situated. Like,
and
yeah, and then you need to do this and this for yourselves. And I go, are you fucking kidding me? And I'm like, you're gonna tell me this 2 days ahead of the time, like, you know. And then so like I hit up like Edwin and I'm like, well, they said I needed this, and like, can we get, you know, is it possible, like, can we get this done? And he goes like, yeah, man.
Yeah.
And I go, fuck yeah. Okay.
Was Edwin your, he was gonna be like your front of house guy, but then the Wiltern covered it, right?
Yeah. It was it was the person that was touring with my brother Joelby. He ended up doing it. And then after that, he like pretty much like fell in love with me. He was like, I'll do anything for you. And I go, and I'm like, you're drunk.
Like-
he was.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was like so stressful because it was like a lot of like last minute preparations because my brother didn't tell them like, oh yeah, my sister's opening. Like if he would have just said something in the beginning, no one would have argued against him. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Right.
But he just didn't say anything.
Yeah. Brothers.
So, it's good you fucking muscled into it. Though,
yeah, I know. Yeah. I did. I said no fucking way.
Motherfucker, you have a platform and I'm going to fucking use it.
Yeah, no, yeah. I really warmed my way in there.
Yeah.
Never again will I ask him. That was like too much for me. And I would just, I'm fine with going on my diss. Oh, but also, he's like number one on Billboard right now. He's kind of like out of reach.
But he's still your brother.
He's still your brother.
But he doesn't give a fuck. He's never like helped me out with like.
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
I guess, so.
I get that.
Yeah. So I'm like, no. No. But
the
show ended up being okay. I found out that you guys were there.
No, you guys were fantastic.
And I was like, oh, we're okay. I was like, we're okay, guys.
That's nice. Yeah, was it nice to have like familiar faces in the crowd?
Yeah.
Because we're high, bro. I mean,
we were super high.
Because we worked there like all the time.
Yeah.
And to like be there and like see a friend on the stage was like beautiful.
Right.
I was so fucking excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was like one of the best shows we did. I think we were like more put together that day. We didn't expect what was happening, but it went okay.
Sometimes I think when shows go like a little hectic, and you're like, it's such a fucking
Well, the set better be fucking good. You know, that's how I feel. Like if the set was shitty, I would have been like fucking pissed. But the set was okay.
No, it was great.
The crowd was
great.
Cool. I heard that Ezra, I don't know how to pronounce his last
Koenig?
Name.
Koenig.
I don't know.
I think it is Koenig.
Yeah. Was in the crowd.
Oh, bet.
When we were performing, and I was like, no fucking way.
That's sick.
So
dude.
Vampire
I heard,
Weekend,
Steve
so I was
Lacy
like,
was there too.
Yeah, man.
It's fucking wild.
Yeah, man. That guy, he's a trip. Yeah.
Too funny.
I remember one of the funniest things about your brother's set was that at one point, I don't remember the song, but he had the angels in the background with like the masks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And at the time, I think like your mom or something like muscled Carter in
to
perform.
Yes, she did.
But Carter, like they didn't have an extra mask for Carter. So it's like all these people with these very elaborate, like beautiful kind of like face masks.
Yeah.
Carter's wearing like this like 99 cent store like masquerade mask.
That is true.
Singing in the fucking crowd. I'm like, it's dope.
And then like his eyes are like here, but the mask is like right here.
Yeah, like super thin. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, Oh, no, that's finally dead. That's okay. So people on YouTube, the camera's dead, but this has been a fucking fun episode.
This has been a really good episode. I love this. Yeah. I've learned a lot about you in the best way possible.
Yeah.
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 Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much. Well, wait. I was supposed to say something different.
Any closing thoughts? Anything you want to wrap up with?
Closing arguments.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Hey.
Yeah, man.
The world's ending.
The world is definitely ending.
If I go to war, you know, you can draft me first, but you're not going to have me for a long time. So
that's not true. We're not letting Asia go to war. So if anyone from the military the is listening brigade. To this, she's not
available. I'll fuck it up. That would be my best performance. On those fucking minds.
Yeah.
And Jesus that mind. Christ. Sorry. I know, that's morbid.
No, no, no. I like where your head's at. Anyway, Osteotica.
I was like, is this guy serious?
Osteotica. On what's your Instagram handle?
By Osteotica.
Yeah. Osteotica on Spotify. How do you spell it?
Asiaatica.
Asia.
Go Tika. Go stream her music. Watch the Sundial Sessions that's coming out.
Go check out the Chad's Home too.
Oh yeah, the Chad's Home. Yeah. Really,
Session is really good. Yeah. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Bye-bye.
Bye.